Wherever you go. Wonderful station. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Now, here comes the music.
And here we are, just on time, on cue, if you will. It's the show with Clayton McKee in Studio C on a, what is it, Tuesday? I think it's a Tuesday night. Don't we generally do this on a Tuesday night?
It always feels like
Tuesday. Seems like Tuesday, yeah. We'll see you.
Maybe.
We always see you next Tuesday somehow, some way. Anywho, everybody's in the studio. Everybody made it.
Yay.
It was touch and go for a time because, well, you know, like you said last week, Kat was out on maternity leave, yeah. Which... wound up being a false alarm. I mean,
yeah, false
congratulations.
Alarm. Yeah. No, it turns out it was just burritos.
I thought, hey, just a little gas.
It was burritos.
Listen, it's good to be ready.
Yes.
Sometimes it's burritos. Sometimes it's a baby. Sometimes
you never
know.
Know.
You don't know. In
that's
the early
funny.
Stages,
that's how the prom
the
goes
same.
Too. Sometimes right. Is it yeah. A burrito or a baby?
Yes.
It's my new favorite game.
Oh, heaven's sakes. Well, anyway, we all managed to make it in studio tonight. Kat Carlson along with Marnie Ryer, Al Perkins. I'm Clayton McKee. How are you all? It's show 333. This is the 30th day of January, already the end of January 2018.
It's a lot of threes. I feel like I should have played the lotto.
How much? Tomorrow's Wednesday. There's a lottery mm-hmm. day then.
Yeah.
My heavens.
Not as many threes, but... Yeah.
And actually, Marn, can you lean back just a little? I want to be able to read your shirt. I love the shirt. Make Racists Afraid Again.
Which way am I going?
That's
well,
fantastic.
There you go. I think that's a great shirt. Where'd you find that?
Online.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah. I feel
like they just deliver a new t-shirt to your house.
whenever I get a thought and I'm like, I wonder, there has to be something that says that.
Oh, yeah.
That's
and
great.
And then there kind
then
of
there is.
Is. But this one just kind of came across my screen and I thought, well, hell yes.
Yeah.
That's
definitely
what
need
I
that,
like
sure.
a lot.
What
Make
socks
American
are you wearing?
Canadian. Actually,
I'm gonna add.
I just have little ones.
Oh, look at you! Your sans socks.
Yeah, sans no. socks.
Oh,
blue chucks. These are tiny little socks.
Oh, they're, I see it now. Got it. So blue, no, but it's always the color combo with
the
you.
The matchy matchy.
It is blue shirt, blue hat, blue.
Blue
what is
tank
that?
Top.
A blue tank top.
Blue bra.
Got it.
Well, I mean, it is down a little
shades
bit further.
Of, shades of.
Blue
later
underwear.
On, we'll have some blue comedy. You know. Yeah.
Oh. I usually work blue.
Yeah.
Well, you're wearing blue as well today, Alfie.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not uncommon.
The blue hat.
I didn't get the blue memo.
Yeah, you're on me with the gray and black.
Sure. I was going to go with gray. So, you know,
yeah.
you kinda
I got the subliminal memo and then you called an audible. Ooh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Is that a sporty term?
That was a
fair
sporty
point well made.
Term.
There you go. Now we can say all our favorite things.
Yeah, well,
oh, my heaven's sakes. Well, no, we almost didn't have a full cast again tonight because apparently children in your house have fallen victim to the illness that you had last week.
Illness, exactly.
Oh.
And
yeah.
Just terrifying. Very dramatic things were happening.
They should be quarantined.
Mm-hmm.
I thought one was going to urgent care, so clearly I needed to stay home so that the other one didn't have to go to urgent care. Like,
goodness
it's
gracious.
A whole thing. And apparently with all of the like devices and technology at our disposal, communication's still not our thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Still not real great at that, so we're going to keep working on that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. But yeah, then it came down to it, and I was kind of told that my services were not needed this evening and that I should just go on along and
go
play
away.
With my friends. And
yeah.
so here I am.
Nice.
Well, now, did they at least tell you in a gentle way, or was
Absolutely.
It like, get the
it
fuck out?
It was very, mm-hmm. very much like, thank you, but no.
Yeah.
It was a little bit condescending and a little bit
or,
of a pat on the okay. head. Like, or, got it from here, get out.
Oh, I was thinking more of a, no, I want my mommy. Like, are the kids at that stage, or are they that sick?
You know, sometimes, but as it turns
like
out...
I feel came from Sharon.
I'm a pretty... I'm not naming names here. But no, I'm a pretty asshole parent until you get sick.
Okay.
And then...
Sure.
Compassion comes
yeah,
to the fore.
Then, super easy, I'm making
right.
you all the toast and the custard and the pudding and the, whatever the fuck you want.
Check in the mirror for it with the back of my
right.
hand. And I'm, yeah,
absolutely.
I get it.
Finding funny videos online
totally.
For us to watch. Like,
mm-hmm.
the whole thing. And then when you get all better, I don't want anything.
Then you should
yeah,
go away again.
Get the fuck away from
yeah.
me. And why are you talking to me, child?
Totally get it.
Hmm.
Yep.
What?
Got a story you're going to tell a little bit later about that?
What about what?
About what's in front of you? Is that that's not?
Oh, this right here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. That oh. right there.
My new. Well, because. Yes.
What'd you do this week?
Well, the last time I was on the show. That. It's been such a very long time since I was here.
2 weeks.
I know. Oh,
oh my God. A lot can happen, though.
A lot does happen in 2 weeks.
So it seems like it was just mid-January.
The last time I was here, longtime listeners will remember that I completely shit out on my last stories because the computer stopped
right?
happening.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And there was a screen crack. And so I like spent about 2 days maybe thinking that I could keep limping it through the way it was, and then I spent one entire day fussing over broken hardware instead of doing things that I actually wanted to accomplish that day.
Okay.
And said, fuck it, I'm going to buy a new one.
Nice.
Look at you, Kat Carlson, proud owner of a new Microsoft Surface Pro.
Proud owner of
the latest and greatest version.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's a Microsoft Surface, so it's just a newer version of the same thing that I had.
Okay. Now, what does do we know at this point what that does that the other one didn't, aside from not have a cracked screen?
Well, it works.
Well, okay, well then, okay, yeah, but
it's baby steps.
Functions.
Yeah.
Sure. No, actually,
faster, better, longer.
Minimally.
Harder. Okay.
Minimally. Hard, yeah. The,
thank you.
Much.
Yeah. Okay.
The hardware upgrades have been like on par with the 3 years that it's been since I bought the first one, but nothing extravagant. I didn't upgrade the way that I wanted to because I'm the proud owner of more debt.
That happens.
Well, welcome to it.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, I'm happy to have it.
Yep.
Sure am.
What keeps America
it's
strong?
It's always fun. I just like to keep my student loans where they're at. You know, like as long as my student loans are way up there, I feel real, real good.
Sure.
Yeah.
And just and only pay like $20 at a time, right? Like just a little bit, just a little tiny buckets.
Loan sharks are more forgiving.
I send a lot of money and it never goes down. I see this number and I think, how the fuck is that still there? How with what I'm sending in every month?
Yeah.
It'll never go down.
Probably not.
No.
I know. And that's, I don't know how to
what's
get it.
The
that's your special
like
friend
that.
For life.
$90 million.
Oh.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
Seriously. People, like, are you afraid of the mafia? No, I have student loans.
I have student loans.
It's
worse.
Wait, what could you possibly scare me with that's going to be
Guido.
Worse?
Send Guido. I don't care.
Right. Then the interest rate I'm paying, which is criminal.
It's criminal.
It's criminal.
Yeah.
And that you can't get out of it because of any kind of financial burden. If you make more than $4, you can't deduct the interest in taxes.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're fucking you 80 different ways.
And the only way I understand
and
it
you only asked for 79 of them.
Deferment of them is only if you're still a student, but the interest still accrues, correct?
Yes.
Right. Correct. And you can get a forbearance, which means something else. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you can continue. You can get a continuation and say, like, I'm too broke to pay this. They still keep charging interest, and they come after you.
Sure.
And I'm sure they would dig up your grave to put one more bill in the coffin. Oh, or they just go to the next of kin.
Well, or they'd be like, what can we get for that coffin?
Yeah, exactly. We'll just we'll
or
take
the
that.
Urn. Whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Ashes to ashes.
Did he drink enough water? Did he drink enough water? How are the kidneys?
Yeah. what can we have?
Ooh, you know, that is an option.
Wow.
At the, end of, at the end of your could life, be. They just harvest your organs and pay off
that's
your student
loans.
That's
why I'm an organ donor.
Sure, that's right. Yeah.
That's right. Fuck with them.
Yeah, exactly. You can't have shit. Well,
but I'm afraid
you have
whoever
the
gets
shit,
the kidney
but...
assumes the debt.
Oh, there's that.
Plot twist.
I'm afraid that chain of command.
How much do you want to live, bitch? There is $87,000 worth of student loans coming with this
kid. The student loan company comes in right at the last second. Hold on, sign this.
Sure, you can stop dialysis, but you're going to be paying out the ass for the rest of your life. Oh,
and
my
it just pays forward.
Yeah.
It says, make racists afraid again.
Well, not congratulations on the new service.
Thank you, I feel like
you're complete again.
I feel whole again.
Yeah.
I really do.
What a great feeling.
Exactly.
Oh, what a feeling.
Oh.
Dance it on the island.
And may I ask about another topic that may or may not be a good topic?
Sure, bring it on.
When we last spoke, there was a continuing saga, if you will, with the
Lord,
van.
What did I do? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Spent all the money, and it didn't get any better with running.
Well, it got better for a minute, and then there was
I thought he said the band. I'm like, ooh, when did you start a band?
She went to Liverpool.
Start a band every other week, man.
Yeah, I know. Sure. Did you already hire the backup singers? Is it too late?
No, you're always the backup singer.
Okay, thank you.
Nice. Always a backup singer.
And every man. So the van will continue, because I've been too irritated to even call the dealership because I...
Oh.
So I got it fixed, and then I drove it for a couple of days, and I was like, no, I feel like this isn't right. We didn't quite get it. So I took it back, And the guy basically kind of rolled his eyes and said, no, 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 it just does that to automatically adjust the timing. And I said,
And it never did it before.
I feel like, no, but all right. And now 2 weeks later, we're really just back to where we started from. So I'm really not looking forward to that particular trip to the dealership.
Take a news crew with you. I mean, get nasty and take a news crew because you're going to walk out of there with a brand new van.
That's true. That's actually... That's a fun segue because I was actually on the news today. Will you do me a quick favor and check your messages there?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Stand by. I sent you a little linky poo. So
a linky poo.
I know. So I did. For people here in the valley, Hamilton season. It's Hamilton fever.
Sure.
ADOT caught it. Everybody caught it. it's true. They're making like Hamilton like don't drink and drive signs. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Yeah, I heard the don't drink and drive signs have been like movie themed lately. I guess there's one for Star Wars.
They're very funny. So whoever works in that department is very punny. So when the latest Star Wars movie came out, they were very Star Wars themed. And so now they're Hamilton themed. I can find some. Because I can't off the top of my head remember any of them. Anyway, so this morning I get up and I go and I like take kids where they need to be. And, like, do morning errands and whatever. And our friend Brian from Channel 12 sends me a text message. And he says, hey, can you call me when you get a second? I've got an idea for a story. I said, all right, cool, whatever. Let me, you know, finish what I'm doing. Give me, like, 20 minutes. So I call him up. And he says, hey, so they're looking for Hamilton super fans. And he says, I just noticed your event, because we're going to do the Hamilton sing-along at Cobalt at the end of the month. Mm-hmm. He said, I just noticed your event, and I know that you're a big fan. Would you, like, be willing? And I said, absolutely. He says, okay, well, I'm going to give out your information, and I'm going to have somebody call you. Okay, great. So they call. We talk for a second. He's like, yep, I'm going to send somebody. You know, could you do an interview today? Totally can. Let's just meet at Cobalt. I mean, it's pretty. It's easy. It's in Central Phoenix. You don't have to come.
Right.
Then you don't come to my house. And so, yeah, so at 4 o'clock this afternoon, when everybody's grandparents were watching, there I was. I'm apparently the Valley's Hamilton super fan.
Nice.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm very excited. Thank you. Thank you. The line for autographs starts over there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Please line up.
I'll just stay in my chair.
Right. Sure. Yeah. You just stay right there.
I just want to be comfortable.
Yeah. But back to ADOT, that's the Department of Transportation here in Arizona. They're, they have these, like, information signs where they can, like, they put the Amber Alerts up there, and sometimes they put the funny things. So this week, you will see signs such as, tell the story of tonight, designate a driver. Why do you drive like you're running out of time? I actually saw this one in person today, talk less, drive more.
I didn't get that was Hamilton related.
That's Hamilton.
That's what started the conversation with my friend and I, because I was like, oh, I disagree with everything on that sign. I want to talk more and drive less.
No, I think they're talking about, like, on your phone.
No, but it was just so funny to see that when I wasn't driving. So I'm like, nope, doesn't pertain to
talk
me.
Talk less, drive
more.
But I
didn't make the connection to Hamilton. And then he mentioned that there were Star Wars one and that they've been kind of funny lately.
Yeah, they've been funny for kind of a while. Whoever they have in that department is amazing.
Can we show the whole thing?
We can show the whole thing. Yeah, okay, it's like 2 minutes long. It's not...
It's weird how they're...
Did you get past the commercials?
I hate the way their website works, because if you pause it, it shrinks the video, and if you play it, makes it large again. It's just awful. I don't like the way... Their website's horrible.
I had the file, but I didn't have a thumb drive, and then we got distracted.
So we're going to do this. We're going to make it go full screen, then I'm going to be... This, hang on, we'll do this.
Huge entertainment news for the Valley.
The smash hit Hamilton is opening in the Valley tonight, and thousands of fans have been anxiously awaiting their chance to see this critically acclaimed show.
So we sent our very own Hamilton, Brandon Hamilton, to talk to the biggest fan of the popular musical.
Well, I'm here at Cobalt in Central Phoenix, and as you know, my last name is Hamilton, and I actually found out that my super fan is here at Cobalt. Meet Kat.
I think there's been a misunderstanding. I meant Hamilton the musical. I mean, you're great, but I meant the musical.
Oh, well, that changes everything.
Hamilton the Musical takes over ASU Gamut starting today through February 25th, and Kat will be there not once, but...
Unless I win the lottery. So far, I'm scheduled to see it twice.
That's because she is a...
Hamilton super fan. I got a hold of the soundtrack about 2 years ago and have been obsessed ever since.
The reason why? Well, how much time do you have to listen to the list?
The creativity of Lin-Manuel, or Lin as I call him because we're besties, There's a social aspect of it. There's an online element. There's a historical element.
The list goes on.
I've been to house parties where all we do is sit and sing Hamilton.
And that inspired her to have her very own Hamilton sing-along party at Cobalt.
That's going to be on February 24th at 7 o'clock.
You can visit HamiltonSingalong.com for more information. But back to the musical. Can you believe it will be her first time seeing it?
I'm so excited I can hardly stand still about it.
Kat does have a request because seeing it twice just is not enough.
If anybody has any Hamilton tickets that they're not going to be using, I'd be happy to take them off their hands.
Definitely super fan status.
God,
enjoy the show. Brandon Hamilton, 12 News.
That's
nice.
Very funny.
Very well good. Done. Kat Carlson, celebrity in her own right, ladies and gentlemen.
Look at celebrity.
Look at you.
Local liberty. I know. That was very
I didn't realize that I was thinking about the whole play on his last day, and that was funny.
Yeah, that was his idea, and like he fed that ahead of time. I'm in.
Sure.
It felt so spontaneous.
And you played along well. I liked how you looked at the camera and then looked back at him. Like it was like that outside the box, that fourth wall.
Right.
You broke the wall, Kat. Yeah. Very nice.
It was very The Office.
Yeah, it was very office-y. It was.
I was trying to channel my Jim Halpert.
Very nicely done. My God.
Very exciting. So hopefully my bestie Lynn like sees some of that footage somehow and sends me more tickets.
Well, did you just send the link and tag him in?
I'm going to tweet it later.
Okay, good.
No. I've already like downloaded the video so that I could re-upload
it because
it gets better views that way. Yeah. No, I've got a whole thing.
And you got like good advertising for the Cobalt party.
Good press for the sing-along. I know.
Very excited. Scrambling to find a calendar to make sure I was off that night and didn't have to develop mysterious
Is he going to come back that night for another new segment?
I don't know.
I would assume he would.
I would hope so.
I would bet you will. What night is that again?
It's February 24th. It's a Saturday.
Oh, wait. I'm actually out of town.
Hold on. I thought it was a Wednesday.
No.
I'm actually out of town.
Am I having the same trouble with calendars that I've been having all
for
fucking month?
40 years?
No, I'm worried because Cobalt occasionally has trouble with calendars. So
no,
I'm
actually I'm in Palm Springs on the 24th.
Saturday
it
the 24th.
It is a Saturday and I am still off.
Look at you. Saved by the bell.
My gosh, saved by the calendars.
Yes.
And it's one of those weeks that I'm working. Oh my God, that's a horrible schedule.
You're going to need some Hamilton.
You do that
in there
to yourself all the time.
Well, this one was bad because the day that we made the schedule, I was feeling poorly. Mm. And I had taught people at work how to request days off in our new computer system.
Mm-hmm.
And accidentally requested all the days that I taught them how to request off. So when it came time to make this schedule, I had like 3 shifts available for like 28 days. So I ended up doing that asshole thing where you got to just plug yourself in where no one wanted to work.
Oh, gotcha.
But it turns out the 24th was one of those days that everyone wanted to work. So
hooray!
Oh, Mom posted
the universe taking care of us.
Mom posted in the chat room. Very good for your local celebrity news segment. Nicely done.
Thank you. Yes, even on local news. Same snark.
Yeah, and February is just going to be miserable. That is going to be just a long month crammed full of activities. So,
well,
see me when you can because I'll just be running.
I'll see you twice for Hamilton purposes.
Yeah, exactly. And then the rest of the time just running.
All right. Fair enough.
Busy week, Marina. What have you been up to?
She's tagging me in Twitter posts right now is what she's doing.
I did a tweet.
You did a tweet?
Yeah.
Right from this room.
I did a tweet. I would like us to be very proactive and perhaps scroll names. Do you know how to scroll names?
Scroll names?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't do it right now.
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
What do you?
To be able to scroll names on our screen.
Well, unless it's a pre-done video, it'd take a long time to do that.
Okay, well, we'll have to do it for next week, maybe.
Okay.
Why are we scrolling?
Well, I figured that even though the $35 went to $1, that for every time Trump has anyone who gives even the dollar, because he's going to scroll their name on the screen, that I offered a challenge to people to go ahead and give to your favorite charity, Planned Parenthood, or your favorite political campaign, and I'm going to let them know that we'll put their name up here.
Oh.
So where is he?
Yeah, I've not heard
State
this.
Of the Union.
He's using the State of the Union to scroll names on a screen.
I have the story. I'll do.
Yes, we're going to need to know more about that.
Oh yeah, and my favorite part, for the low price, It went from $35 to $1. Just give me $1.
Mm-hmm.
And he will put your name up. And
I don't
scroll
get how
it.
He can do that if he's not in charge of the news stations.
I went to Snopes. It was like with the feed. Yeah, cause, and right. I went to Snopes to make sure that it was true. And it's
I also don't see how that's legal to use the State of the Union to fundraise.
That would be my next question. But the fact that the feed that comes out of there, the pool, the networks kind of have to take what they can get.
Sorry, guys.
Well, yeah, I just don't understand how he can be in charge of the scroll and giving the...
Well, because he's got all of his minions are...
So too, as you say.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pistachios. Here,
right? Yeah, that's fine. We'll finish this.
And then we'll get to those.
Okay, well, there. This will take about 2 minutes for me.
Okay.
Okay.
Apparently, we have all of the pistachios in Arizona.
No, actually,
right
that's
now.
Just... That's, I usually have one of
like
those...
700 yeah. pistachio trees right there.
Really
so
not.
Aside from trying to gather $35 up, what else have you been up to?
I honestly don't remember. I feel like a lot.
Okay.
But...
It's fair.
But I don't remember... Working and
can I ask a question?
Of course.
Exactly how much caffeine are you going to be intaking?
Here's the funny part. I thought I heard something about that in the bathroom.
Yeah,
that was very.
Was there somebody in the bathroom?
Wrong. That was presented wrong.
Wait, hold on. Breaking news.
Incorrectly, that was
okay.
presented.
While you were there, you heard me say something.
So we weren't the only ones talking about it.
All the rage.
Well, I guess there is something new this week. So I am
you have a caffeine problem.
No. One of these that I'm drinking right now is absolutely caffeine free.
Oh.
And this one has this one has caffeine, but they're both tea.
Okay.
And I
noticed the honey too.
I have like honey and I have some sugar just in case
I need
to make
tea drinkable.
No, cuz this is like a mint majesty. It's really quite lovely.
Okay.
But I'm giving up, attempting to give up dairy as well this week.
No.
Just to kind of, for why not, really. We started a challenge at the gym on Sunday, and it goes for 60 days and blah, blah, blah. And so I use a lot of cream in my coffee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like a
we
lot.
Know. We know.
Right? So I thought,
we're
you
trying
know
to
what?
Decide if one of those was the cream.
What? No, because yeah. I have milk in, or not milk, but I have an almond creamer kind of mm-hmm. thing with that almond milk
mm-hmm.
and soy milk in the other one just to try them.
Okay.
And I figured I'd rather fuck up tea than coffee.
Yeah.
So I'm going to find out
less
if I
sad.
Like them. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm going to offer this just now in case, you know, if you need help, just blink. Okay, let us know. If you're being held hostage in some way, just let us know.
I'm on board with the caffeine free. I'm not on board with the coffee free.
No, not coffee free. No. You missed my point. No.
So decaf is still okay.
No, caffeine. I'll fucking drink the caffeine. My God. No. Let's not get crazy.
She's trying different creamers and didn't want to ruin coffee, so
she's
trying them in tea.
Oh, I'm back on board. Okay.
No, let's not.
I was so very worried. Like, I can understand switching to decaf. Like,
yeah.
All right, fine.
I just don't understand that. I don't.
The beloved dirty bean water that is coffee.
Totally.
My gosh.
I agree.
That's all it is. It's dirty bean water.
And that's okay.
it's burnt beans that get soaked, that get ground up, and then you soak it. It's dirty bean water, but I love it.
Heated.
It's hot, dirty bean water. Yeah.
Well,
oh my God, I'm going to make a t-shirt. Hot, dirty bean water. That's also the name of my new band.
Yeah. It does double as both.
Well, and that could be, you know, people crossing. So you need to be real careful about where you have that t-shirt. Don't sell that in certain places.
No, I said bean water, not beaners in
water.
Oh,
got it. I wanted
different.
To make sure that nobody gets offended.
By the way, we should copyright that really quick before somebody opens up a coffee shop that's called
Hot Dirty Bean Water. Really? So anyway, so that's what
I
this
can
is.
See that race starting.
I'm doing it in Tempe right now.
Well,
those college kids will drink anything.
It could just be the HDBW. I mean, you know. You got your GBCB or CBGB or whatever.
GBDB, hurdy hurdy, papty corn, the throw the corn, the popty, boom, the popty corn.
They all give me the heebie-jeebies.
Wow. We've gone Muppets, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who aren't sure. Sponsored by Jim Henson.
Still dead.
Yeah, still dead, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Manamana.
That song gets stuck in my head for weeks at a time.
Months. Yeah, it's bad.
That's fantastic.
And I think I have the link to the video somewhere if you
phenomena.
Need it.
Phenomena.
So, you're giving up dairy.
Attempting.
I'm still not comfortable with that.
Is there a prize at the end of this 60 days? Or 90 or whatever it was?
It's a personal allegedly prize. Health.
Yes. Oh God.
Okay. There's a personal prize.
All right. Are you playing in the sandbox alone, or is the girlfriend doing it too?
Aaron is doing it as well.
Got it. And it's not a Jew thing. It's just a dairy thing. Okay, I'm just asking.
Right.
To know.
Oh, wait a minute. Is Aaron joining in on the dairy free thing?
Yeah.
She really is pretty mostly. Much dairy. Mostly dairy free. Like she uses almond milk and that kind of thing. But no, like I'm gonna go like cheese and try to, and that is the hell. That's the hell.
I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine.
I can't either.
I know.
Life without cheese, I don't see it.
And I will let you know in a week if I see it either. You know, because it really is.
If you walk in here next Tuesday twitching, we're gonna know that something's like,
give her cheese. Get out the cheese.
It's gonna give a block of cheese just.
But it's just a hiatus. It's not a forever thing, right?
No, it is just a hiatus. Just it's seeing little, because there
it's
are
a little cheesecation.
Well, a cheesecation. That's right. A little cheesecation.
Wow.
Lactosecation.
Making up our own words.
But
a lactosecation.
Mainly because they're different. They have the 30 and 30 or something. Just creepy as fuck is what it is.
They like to put numbers on
like
top of
trying
each other.
Trying to get everything out of your system, basically. Like getting
joy.
Right. And that's what we've said.
Happy.
Right.
But trying to get, you know, a lot of times people will do it for allergies.
Yeah.
Okay. To try to find out.
And some inflammatory diseases. Mm-hmm. People, they'll do that thing.
Okay.
And it's actually a good idea. You stop eating everything. First, you fast.
I was going to say, Sharon just did that.
And then you introduce one food in at a time.
Right.
Or one, not food, but one, like, ingredient
at a time.
And then you find out, like, where does the inflammation come from? Where do you start feeling poorly?
Right. Where does your stomach start getting upset? If, you know, a lot of times that's where lactose
They do it with migraines, too.
Okay, I can see that.
In case it's a reaction to something, I've heard of that for migraines.
Okay, so interesting.
But my friend that did it ended up not being able to have coffee or chocolate again because it turns out that was the culprit, and she was ready to die because she had stopped. She went on the wagon and stopped drinking like 8 years prior, and like she was
like, "That's my thing."
Yeah, they took coffee, chocolate, and alcohol away from her, and
that's rude.
So.
Yeah.
If you wanted to tell her she wasn't getting cheese on a cheeseburger, you were going to have your throat ripped out.
That was one reason my mom said, "I'm not going to fucking try that." Like she doesn't want to know.
No.
Don't mm-hmm. take that from her.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, "Cause I'm certain I was not allergic to scotch."
Yeah.
Okay. I'd much prefer.
That's a fair point. Well made again. I'm going to give her that one.
I'm not allergic to scotch.
I'm not allergic to that, so I'm going to go right back to that if they take out the scotch.
I could probably stop having cheese and crackers for breakfast, which is everybody else's dinner because the time of, you know, I eat it at breakfast time, but it's really my dinner.
Sure.
But I'm not going to.
Right.
Because that's a comfort food.
Nothing wrong with that. I have to. What?
Is there anything that's not in your carry-all bag? Anything?
Well, I don't know.
So those are fantastic, because for a second I thought you were going to pull out a big old cigar and snip the end off.
Yeah.
Well, like, and it's got its little...
What are we doing here?
They're the super snips. They're in their little box. Look at that.
It has its own little...
You're cracking me up.
But they don't have appropriate glassware. That's the thing with lesbians.
Cutting devices. Cutting devices.
Stop. I will have appropriate glassware.
By next Christmas?
And she did.
She did
have a wine glass. Eventually.
But I have a whole slew of them.
Was it a Currier and Ives wine glass from like 1984?
No.
From
IKEA.
Jason Carlton gifted me a
champagne flutes.
Yes, Perrier Jouet. Oh my God, hand painted.
Nice.
From New Year's Eve, they were lovely.
Mm. That's very nice.
Very nice.
How'd you know
did
that?
They say 2018?
Because you told the story already.
Oh, did I?
Uh-huh.
News to me. Congratulations on your glassware.
Because I listened.
I had cocktails with him this afternoon. So.
Oh, very nice.
I got to thank him again in a longer fashion because it was just a drive-by. I, like, opened my door, took the glasses, ran.
No time to talk.
Yeah, we were both on our way to something else, and there was a hostage exchange.
I love it.
The hostage was painted.
Oh,
do they say 2018?
No, it's just...
I was going to say, because that limits them, you know.
Oh, I still have my 2000 ones because they're
the
a good
stem
size.
Sure. Yeah,
the stem says 2000 just because they're a big fucking champagne flute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Understood.
But who doesn't need that?
And I think I'm saying this right. I think it's coupe. I found out that the champagne glasses that I want, the old fashioned kind, the original champagne glasses, are called coupes.
Oh.
And so
that feels about right.
I'm very excited. I found.
What's the difference?
Oh, the flutes are tall and skinny, but the old champagne glasses are little like bowls on a stem. They're so cute. They're just little and flat, yeah.
And it's what you like in Titanic. That's what they drink them out of, and in all the old
that worked out well.
Very older movies, right. Actually, until like the '40s when they drank champagne. Like
it was always out of that glass, and in it's from the musical.
I think I know what you're talking about now. I can see it.
I've lost the whole thing, but I can see it in my head. And they're like dancing and holding imaginary champagne glasses, and it's very much this. It's the big round.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I've lost all of the information. It's the Grand Hotel, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The musical.
Yeah, it's an old Tony clip. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I'll find it. I'll find it.
Oh, my God. One of my favorite show tunes clips of all time.
It's such a great clip, yeah.
Take a glass, and one for Mahler. There's something about...
No, that's the Ladies' Lunch.
No, but I think the song is called Raise a Glass or something like that.
I'll find it, stand by.
Yeah. So,
whose turn is it? Who did something?
Worked, and I discovered a new disease that I may or may not have suffered from.
Is this the glass? The type of glass? The
wider.
Got it.
Oh, sure.
The wider glasses, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I'd forgotten all about them until...
You can still get those at Party City.
At movies, though. The old movies I'd forgotten.
Yeah, clip anyway. Those things together.
It's called classy. We'll Take a Glass Together. It's Michael Jeter who's doing the dancing from the Tonys in 1990 from the Grand Hotel.
Take a Glass Together.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing
where it looks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, where it looks like his legs have no bones.
A little rubber.
Yeah, just an amazing dancer. Work, and then may or may not have suffered from stress-related swamp ass the other night.
Oh, no.
From, oh my God, just 12 hours of what the fuck did I do this for?
Aww.
But it ended.
Okay.
Well, clearly.
Kept alive by one peanut butter and jelly, uncrustable or whatever they're called, and a handful of...
In an emergency, those things are life-savers.
Fritos, the chili cheese Fritos, like that's what sustained me. It was just a long fucking night. Mm-hmm. So yesterday I slept for let's say 20 hours, and woke up today, helped a friend with a little maneuver to his new home, and drove around in a U-Haul picking up various items.
You helped somebody move?
Not really. They didn't move. It was more company. And I carried something like 5 feet.
Did you carry a watermelon?
I don't know why, but no.
Dirty Dancing. All my references are missing today.
I really wish that there was either video or still photographs of you riding in a U-Haul truck.
Well, it turns out, I will say on behalf of me and my psychiatrist, that it turns out in a U-Haul, I feel very safe. Like, nope, that's the first time in like 6 years I have been... in the passenger seat of a car without, like, active PTSD. No.
How big of a truck were you in?
Okay. Big enough to not have PTSD.
Well, is this a...
He's not going to know if it's a 26 or a 14-footer.
Okay, that's where I'm going.
You're looking at the wrong side of the table for all the stats on the U-Haul
one,
truck.
Or did it seem ginormous?
Was it like getting in a van?
Oh, no. I mean, it was big. No, I don't know. Okay. I don't know. That's a lot of questions.
Show me on the doll.
Right.
Yeah. And I commented a couple times that I was like, and I still can't really look forward from the passenger seat. I have to look around, but it was very enjoyable.
Interesting.
But I did notice that like my left foot, like my foot wasn't like slamming and I wasn't like holding on to things and wishing people.
From now on, when I pick you up at the airport, I'm going to suggest you just ride in the back.
Most of the time it's what I prefer, but it's kind of
No, I don't mean the back seat. I mean the very back.
The way back.
The SUV. You can sit in the way back.
Just get in the trunk.
So it turns out that solid wall of steel is very soothing behind you, too.
You know what, Al? I'm going to tell you this. I feel the same way.
So
me and a U-Haul, we were just meant to be together.
You know, really.
I might be a lesbian.
Uh-huh. It could be a little 10-foot box truck. It could be the big 26 daddy.
Doesn't matter. It's all
I'll
family.
I'll take them all. Yeah.
They're like cousins.
I can drive those motherfuckers.
So a little lunch at the luncheon at the Mali's on Main.
I haven't been there in forever.
Oh my God, the food is so good. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The spices were perfection, but the one thing kind of split my lip from the heat. My new chapstick seems to be solving that problem, but it actually split the inside of my lip from the heat. Of
oh, my gosh.
That's startling.
Delicious. Mm. And then met the Carlton for, he texted me as I was driving home to see if I wanted a glass of wine, so I'm like, let me get rid of this fucking car and be right with you on my bike.
There's that.
I love
it. So that was a beautiful day to be at a open air restaurant. Postino's had all the garage doors open.
Oh, good.
Literal garage doors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was it. So that was, and then here we are.
Look at that.
Look at that.
What a lovely
well
week.
Done.
Yeah, so stress-related swamp ass. Try not to have it.
I don't. I don't think that's even a good segue into that story. That's just something I'm a little concerned about that.
I don't know that I had it. I just feel like maybe I did.
I think you should call Kitty June.
I think knowing is half the
battle. So which part of it do you not know? The swamp ass or the stress-related?
Oh, I don't know, like if I like if you could smell me coming, but I got home with a not so fresh feeling.
It's fantastic. I guess he's assuming he doesn't know if it was stress related. It's really what it's coming down to.
It's a winter's eve, summer's eve.
Exactly.
I'm not sure.
He needed this.
It was one of those things where I'm like, I think the antiperspirant should have gone everywhere. And you?
Oh, my God. Trying to get this image out of my head right now is what I'm doing.
Fair point.
The
And again, nobody said, hey, you smell like soup. What's up?
Soup.
Is that poop soup? What's going on over there?
Oh, my.
I know soup of the day was ass sweat.
No, oh, my.
Oh, now I'm thinking of that goddamn song.
I just don't even know.
Ass sweat?
No. No, it's, wow. Barbara Seville does it all the time. It's not Patti LuPone. It's, do-do-soup, do-do-soup, do-do-do-do-soup. It's the, oh, god damn it. Now I'm going to figure, I'll have to call her. Noodle soup, do-do-soup. It's that soup. Oh, fuck. I can't think of who sings it.
All I can see is on Friends, Joey and the soup commercial.
Yeah.
I'm going to text Barbara Seville.
Noodle soup.
Anyway, in the midst of everything else that's been going on, well, it's bulk trash. It's bulk trash set out week. So I've been started on
so
that.
A big week for you.
Yeah,
huh?
Starting that.
Your Swedish death cleaning.
I haven't started that. In fact, I've acquired more.
Oh,
acquired
boy.
More.
Oh,
took some pictures. Well, you know the canal is they're doing the north side of the canal, so they're concreting all of it and putting in new ramps and all this stuff.
Making it grand.
Well,
the
Grand Canal. Somebody at the city decided. I guess they were just going to take on their own little project on their own and never come look at what was existing. Like, what? Mm-hmm. How has this been for 48 fucking years? Mm-hmm. The ramps, the access, they're going to, you know, all that. No, I'm just going to design it on paper, and I'm going to send it out and tell the workers, here's what I want. Well, then when it was done, it's all fucked up. So I went down, and I saw that. And I'm like, this isn't going to work. Well, and the reason is they did it very ADA compliant, which is fine, but they took a ramp that was 16...
And the people that are handicapped, thank you.
They took a ramp that was 16 feet wide... That you bikes could pass side by side, you know, they could do all this. And they put curbs.
Oh.
So that you would just hit the curb.
Oh.
Like, if you were on a bike and you didn't know it, like you were just used to that area, you would have just biffed it right there. Or you would have come off of a curb thinking it was just going to be a ramp to your next, you know, to the street. So took those.
No.
Immediately got that rectified. Emailed two people, got it to the city. And got an email back that the city is, we are reevaluating this situation. So that was
right on top of that, Rose.
So there was that. And that's part of having a good, you know, the network within the neighborhood of who's connected to whoever, you know, all that kind of stuff. I didn't have the connections. I actually supplied the pictures thinking this person had not seen it. And they had already contacted the city, but without pictures. So
did you draw the pictures yourself?
No, I took them on my camera phone, my fancy camera phone.
That's really exciting.
Yes. So, anywho... So that was one thing. The other thing was, I'm forcing myself because otherwise I'm going to be so far behind on. Because remember, I'm the one who rarely ever watched TV or even series. Mm-hmm. Well, now I'm all locked into that fucking Baskets, and now Frank and Grace and Frankie or whatever the hell it's called.
Oh my gosh, I still have the last episode to watch, and I don't know what's going to happen.
I've caught which one?
The newest season. I have one more left.
Okay, I just got into the first episode of new season last night. Mm. But I'm all caught up, well, except, you know, Grace and Frankie's there, and then the Baskets thing. It's exhausting trying to keep up with all that shit.
Like, when you just finish one magazine and a new one comes in the mail.
I can't imagine if I had to read. I cannot imagine.
If I had to read,
I cannot imagine. Are you doing your taxes during the show, Bonnie? What are you doing?
Nobody.
What are you doing over there?
I already looked over and was told to. I was told to mind my own business. Okay.
So your services are not required there.
Not required
either.
There either.
Yeah. So there's fine. That.
Moving on. It's fine. Sorry.
Will you do my taxes next?
Nope. Because you're not gonna. You would not want me to do that. But these are
I don't own
taxes.
Anything. It's actually really easy. You plug in two W-2s and hit go.
Oh, that's nice.
The best part about doing my taxes 3 or 4 years ago, whenever the last time I saw an H&R Block human in person, mm-hmm. was when the guy goes, you know there's a website, right? He's like, I feel really bad charging you for this. And I'm like, oh, why? He's like, you don't have that much to put on these taxes.
I remember
like,
right.
You have one job and a house to deduct, and then...
The end, right.
You're done.
Yeah.
He's like... Not like fancy. So I've done them like I think this is the third or fourth year in a row on H&R Block. And there's a way that you could scan your W-2 in.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that seems beyond me. So I type the numbers in. Plus, it gives me something to do for 10 minutes for the six numbers I have to type in.
Sure.
Just fucking funny. That I was like...
Oh. Spending all that money.
Yeah. And then they had a thing for like $34.99 extra. They can protect your ID or some shit. And I'm like... Well, that seems like a legitimate cost.
That feels
I will hit any button.
Speaking of hitting any button, I'm going to use that as a segue.
Wow.
One of the things that happened over this past week is the QTalk America website has been revamped, redone, updated, flipped, flopped, flooped. It's all that stuff's all done. So now, all backlogged of shows that were started, the migration of the website started in mid-December. So all shows that we'd done, like we did all the shows, but then they'd all been posted. The website is all different.
Have the usual redactions remained redacted?
No. Uh-huh. We're just going to release it and not let anybody check it. Because that seems logical. And if you have a rebuttal to it, we're not going to release that.
Nice.
All right.
So,
I know there are two lost shows in the world.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. We didn't go back. No.
No.
Just anything from December of 17 forward.
Oh, good.
No. We didn't go back and take... No. I don't have that much time.
Hallelujah, hands everybody. Hallelujah. Yeah.
So anyway, if you're hearing this and you've not...
Yeah, the Dim All the Lights episode and the election episode both had to go in the toilet.
Yeah. Redacted.
So if you're...
Redacted.
I think that they're...
If you're hearing this show and don't normally go to the website, you're welcome to do that. In fact, we even uploaded new pictures for Kat and Al.
They look delightful.
Yes, I'm sure. Al and his traveling hat is a lovely, lovely picture.
And I have fancy hair in mine.
Yes, you do. You had good hair. That's right, you did it. Because you even text me like, I like that.
Some good hair in that picture of
so
me.
So that's updated and working, so I was happy about that. That's all coming together, so that's cool. And then the other thing that I did was, I put this on Facebook, and I got some interesting responses that we're not going to repeat on air. Because
I'm going to go look at them right now, though.
You're not that bored.
I'm just saying to the show, of course I am.
So, and this one made me laugh because he commented, I'm like, you don't email me.
I
put the thing up about, because like any of us, like for the longest time, I owned all of your .coms. Like, I think I went Al Perkins, MarnieRyer.com, KatieJune.com, yada, yada, yada. Well, I owned obviously, or we own ClaytonBakey.com, and you can do email addresses for that. So I was like, well, what are some cute email address thoughts? Because you can do anything if you own the domain. Mm-hmm. So I just was curious, and some of the good ones that came out, like there's me at ClaytonBakey.com. There's I am, which I kind of thought was cute. I am at ClaytonBakey.com. Hello at ClaytonBakey. Get me at ClaytonBakey. Something like that. Well, there were some other ones that I'm just not going to repeat because they were...
Some of them were freaking hilarious, though.
Lengthy, wrong, bigoted.
Amazing. I loved Boss Lady at ClaytonBakey.com.
Boss Lady was,
that was one of my faves.
Bend Over at
No, that was not. That was not one.
Why didn't somebody suggest that? Buddy Early, you slacking.
No.
That feels like a Buddy Early joke.
Take it like a man really at ClaytonBakey.com. Yeah.
Okay, for those, these are email addresses that are going to be like used for legitimate purposes. So I was like, and
all
it's
right.
a lot more secure.
Looking like a man. Does that make it feel better?
Looking like a man.
Not today,
Berta. Not today, Berta.
That's not how any of this works.
Well, that's funny. That's not how any of this works at ClayNikki.com.
Oh, I like that.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's not... Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's that's a little long.
I also enjoyed I Am the Community at ClaytonMcKee.com.
Yeah, that's Jason Carlton.
I am the governor.
Anastasia Beaverhausen at ClaytonMcKee.com.
That's my cousin Mike put that on, and his wife
that's
is like,
that would totally be Woody.
His wife, Stacy, said she posted, he just likes staying Anastasia Beaverhausen. Mm-hmm. It's always...
Latin guys give me life at ClaytonMcKee.com.
Latin guys give me wood.
I almost spit coffee on you.
I know.
Almost spit coffee.
We almost had a direct hip.
So I was just trying to think of something. So I think me or I'm at Clayton.
How many
McKee.
Days since a technical problem at ClaytonMcKee.com?
Oh, now that's an odd thing you bring that up.
Oh.
Technical problem. I was reviewing, going back through as I was doing the website stuff, I was reviewing audio files that were on, and there was one that didn't have a name, and I couldn't figure out why. Turns out I had made a copy of something way, 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 way back. But when you bring everything over, it shuffles it all through a database, whatever. So I clicked on it, and I'm like, what is it? Turns out it was our first show.
Oh.
First show, first technical. First technical in the first show was within about the first 97 seconds of the first show.
I was sooner than that. Something wasn't on.
Just on brand at all times.
And it's funny because it's Buddy. It was our first show. It was Buddy and you two. Mm-hmm. And literally, I was listening because I thought it was funny. And I don't know if it was Buddy or you. One of the two of you called out it was a technical. And I think it was of something that I didn't say right or I couldn't say or something.
Right.
Yeah. And I thought it was funny. First technical. First show, first technical was immediately.
That's very funny. Yeah, I remember it was very early on.
Yes, it was very early. And it stuck with us.
I don't remember if I was ever able to listen all the way back to the first show or not. I know I started about 6 months in and then backtracked. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you'd like to suffer through the first show, because it's short.
No, I'm good.
It's short. It's 2 hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You could drive to work.
It used to be pretty short.
Gosh, my schedule's awfully packed.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. I am sure it
Soup's
is.
Busy.
Yeah.
Soups. Why is my phone not letting me join websites? I mean, not websites.
I don't know. What have you done?
Hoo-haws. What's the word I'm looking
That's
for?
That's a Wi-Fi network.
Yeah. Why won't my phone let me do that?
I don't know. If you'll give me a few, I can look at your phone and see what we can do. Where's the... Or, but I think what we should do is this and see how this goes.
Obsession.
Are you obsessed? Is it keeping you up at night? Do you find yourself constantly making references, only to be met with blank stares?
Obsession.
This segment is for you.
Obsession.
Whether it's musicals, mowers, Motown, Subarus, or Sondheim, it's time to share your obsession.
Obsession.
With the show, with Clayton McKee.
Alrighty then. Why is this not... There we go. There you go. Go, Kat.
Well, first of all, I keep forgetting that this is a segment.
That you created. Let me see that.
I keep thinking, oh, good, I'm prepared. Let's go to headlines. Oh, fuck.
Damn it.
Number two. It's kind of a toss-up between the movie I, Tonya, which I saw yesterday.
Oh,
my God.
How did I not know how fucking funny that is, first of all?
It's funny.
I'm pretty sure I realized or reaffirmed the fact that I'm going to hell.
Oh, yeah.
When she says, and fucking Nancy gets hit one time, and I burst out laughing, like, out loud.
There are two parts of that movie where you really have to check your morality at the laugh that you get. Is it working now?
It's already on it.
What happened?
I made it forget the network and then rejoined the network.
I know, I'm trying that everywhere else, and it's not working. Okay, back to you. So excited.
Hi. So I didn't know a whole lot going into it other than people liked it. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, yeah, Tonya Harding. I totally remember that. This will be fun. Whatever. And then, like, I'm trying not to giggle all the way through. And then she says that bullshit about Nancy gets hit one time, and I burst out laughing. And there's, like, me, and I went with two friends, and there are, like, literally only two other people in the theater. Because my new thing is to go to the movies, like, the first show on a Monday.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nobody there.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Matinee prices. Yep. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Amazing, yeah.
Right. So I feel really bad for these two people because now I'm about to be super inappropriate the entire rest of the movie because now the laugh is out.
Right.
Just Oh my god. Fucking what was his name? Sean?
Oh, yeah.
Like god. The bodyguard guy?
Oh. Sweet baby Jesus.
First of all, I need to make a t-shirt that says what would Sean do?
You're not trained, sir. You've never been trained, sir.
Yes, but I am.
But I am. Well, but I am.
And I love
but,
him.
But no, but you're not.
When she's talking but to Connie Chung, I think it is, and she says, he's not a bodyguard. He's dumb as a post.
Yeah.
Like, I would never. I was dying.
Oh, dumb my as God. A post. And he's being all serious in the interview, and yeah. He says, well, you know, my dad taped over my favorite Star Wars episode to tape the news footage. And I'm like, oh, you. Like, oh, if I didn't know better, like if I didn't actually remember these events happening, like remember the news footage of it, I would have thought an 8-year-old wrote this script.
And then when for the there was that, I told you about that one asshole reviewer that was said something about like, come on, this guy. And you're like, watch the interview at the end.
But
it's word for word.
Him.
Yeah.
But you're not.
But I am.
Yeah.
And there's one part where she gets hit. He hits her or something, and you laugh. Like, for some reason,
oh my God.
It's the line that she says before it combined with the smack. And I'm like, oh, I did not just laugh at
I'm
that.
I'm not okay, right.
I'm not okay.
Like, I was at first embarrassed about the laughs, and then I just gave up and realized that
it's fucking funny.
I'm a terrible person, and this is funny shit, and I don't care. And I didn't know it was a comedy.
It's funny.
Because it shouldn't be.
But I am.
But I am.
And the first shot you get of the mom on the couch with the bird on her shoulder.
Allison Janney.
Yes.
Listen.
Just fucking funny. Listen.
And then just the one little pop-up where she comes up and she's like, well, my storyline's gone to shit. What the fuck is that about?
Yes. Yes.
Where did you come from?
That never happened. Well, it happened later.
It happened later.
Yes. It's a great, great
Bravo.
Movie. Yes,
seriously.
Cannot recommend that movie enough.
I mean, go see it. Run, don't walk.
Yeah.
Go see it. And if you're seeing it on a Monday, call me.
You did.
And nothing going on.
You did good, Al. The link you posted is correct. That's the new website. Congratulations.
Look out.
Well, he put question marks and exclamation marks, and I he was unsure.
Well, because that's surprise and amazement.
Oh.
Both. Yeah. And then it didn't link
time.
To the
Shock
homepage. It linked to something else. So I'm like, well, it's still our thing.
Okay, whatever.
Navigate the page.
Potatoes.
Start
potatoes.
Here. Get same, where you're same, going. Same. Oh,
all right.
My God.
Marnie, to you, obsession.
Yes, Meow Cal. Congratulations. You figured it out on your own.
The fact that I know that I've spelled incorrectly in the past. That I've spelled things incorrectly. I get that.
I thought sometimes you were just really proud of being
wrong.
Able to spell
no,
incorrectly.
No. Sometimes we say things wrong. Sometimes we spell things wrong. So I don't.
He doesn't even know what your name is.
He still doesn't. Mm-hmm. But margarine will suffice.
Sure.
Margarine.
Margarine, my bad.
Fancy.
Thanks for the fancy.
Fancy.
I thought it was Malibu.
But the fact that.
Also good.
The fact that people were invited to the State of the Union.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking problem.
I believe it's pronounced unium.
Oh. Unium.
Unium.
My bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
That's what I made up in my head when I read it. Mm-hmm. Oh, the unium. I think that I needs a little more emphasis.
I was like,
emphasis on the syllable?
Yes. I can't.
Yeah.
Just I have take been... that phone away from him.
No, actually, it had nothing to do with
that.
No,
that was a graphic. That was somebody else did that.
It was that's the House of Representatives error, not his, not his administration.
Oh,
the House fucked it up.
No, and it just, but it is so par for the course. No pun intended with a golf
reference
with Mar-a-Lago ass. But I
his ass is as big as Mar-a-Lago. That's funny.
Well, not on the scale like if because of the being 1 inch taller.
Oh, and 239
pounds.
Just as an aside, when they were doing the measurements and the everything for our little thing that I'm doing at
your
the
non-dairy
gym, whatever,
thing,
right? Yeah, the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Or doing that, and so you have to do the BMI, and you have to do all that, which is really just rejection.
Yeah,
you're holding it.
You're amongst
you're
friends.
Truly holding it in your hands.
Yeah,
and I looked and I was like. Can we make that 5, 3, and 8? Can we make that an 8?
Yeah, exactly.
And the gal like did it. She's like, "What?" And I'm like, "Can you just make that 5, 8? Because then I won't be considered, you know,
I'll feel a
obese.
Whole lot better.
I'll be fine.
Make me 6'3".
That's what I'm saying. Good. I'm thin. But not really, you know. But if you make me that tall, then I'm kind of like the dick bag. But.
It gives me a little, like, when you see different angles of him and so forth, and I'm like, it really makes me kind of wonder, do I have some sort of a dysmorphia when it comes to my own image? Sure. Because based on numbers, I weigh a hell of a lot more than what they're saying he does, which we all know is bullshit.
Yeah.
But right. I look at that, but then I caught some footage of myself walking through the house the other day, and I thought Homer Simpson had invaded. So I'm not sure if...
It's that two sacks of potatoes in his ass.
Oh,
that's the part that
about me. I was like,
no, it's actually more about the sans belts that he's got.
Oh, you know. I know, but cinched up. That saggy fucking 72-year-old ass in those khaki pants that just...
Note to self, do not buy khaki pants.
No, and use him as your warning shot, because wow.
Ooh, I should put a picture of him in the fridge. Every time I go to get something, I'll just, no. We'll just not eat them.
You'll starve to death.
I trust me. I got a ways to go. I could probably live until the 2020 election.
You'll die.
Every time I'm like, God, I'm like, you know, I'm starving. And I think, no, you're fine. But you really feel like it.
Yeah, you should eat something.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Maybe just a little.
So spelling has been your obsession this week, Mark.
It is. You know, I really think that we just need to hashtag make America spell again.
Yeah.
Sure.
I really think
good luck with that.
It's a lost art.
You want me to make a t-shirt that says that?
Please do.
All right.
I had to.
Wait, I'm going
to
write this down.
Uh-huh.
Please.
A damaged piece of equipment that I had to write, will not detect rhythm. And you put a piece of red tape around the equipment so that they know, like, exactly. So I wrapped it around the nearest white person.
I was just going to say.
Cannot detect rhythm. But it turns out that without spell check, I can't spell rhythm. I got nothing.
Oh, no, rhythm.
No, because the H is in a weird place.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Rhythm is a dancer. Yeah. It's horrible.
I try to put a second H in there, too, because I'm just high on H's.
You know, the rhythm is going to get you.
Oh, look at you.
It's only when I feel the beat of the rhythm of the night. That,
Listen, LaBarge.
That's my favorite game. Why don't we just play that game all day?
DeBarge.
Sure, her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Him.
Whatever. Singing like a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So somebody was making fun of me. I'm like, this tape is defective. It doesn't come with spell check. It is not my fault.
No, but I get it. I can't. Between the Kofefe or Kofifi or
Still,
fuck you or
still
whatever.
No one knows what that was. No one has been able to decipher from clues what he was going for there.
Terrible.
Speaking of Kofefe, I was asked to
R-Y-H-T-H-M, R-Y-T-H-M. Are there two H's?
It's going to get you.
I don't know. I don't know.
I created a hidden Wi-Fi network for a restaurant because they only wanted their management to see it.
Two H's.
And we called it Kofefe.
That's cute.
I call it Kofefe because nobody's going to want to log into that.
Right. I love
that's
it.
True.
It's true.
Oh, look, can't log in. That's Trump related.
No, I can't. I just don't understand. It terrifies me. That's all. The end.
Oh, it's something, Mark. I'm messaging Barbara Seville because I've got to find out what it is. There's lines that like noodle soup, poodle soup, something come down to the something market. Fuck. We're still working on that.
I wonder what happens if I Google noodle soup.
Noodle soup, poodle soup. Try that.
Come down to the blank, blank market. I think we're playing match game.
I will have the words once this thing stops just going in a circle.
What are you?
25 words at least.
Yeah, I think you're
something's going
I think
on.
Your network pooped out for a second and then came back. Because I had to log back in on here too. That's why Meowcal was messaging me. So mine is the new season of
it's Barbara Streisand, Come to the Supermarket. Carry on.
Come to the supermarket.
Yeah.
But it's not Barbara's version.
Parenthetically, in Old Peking.
In Old Peking, that's it.
Oh, okay.
The one she does is not Barbara's version.
It's not Barbara's version.
But that's it. That's the one. I'm going to find it.
Dear Google.
Yeah.
Dear Google.
It could either be the new season of Black Mirror, which I've watched two episodes.
She's giving me anxiety. And now they're too long for me to watch an entire one at the gym. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Either stay at the gym longer.
You're in the fourth season then?
No, like... The third one, they get an hour long. You think I'm going to stay on that machine an hour?
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, Because the last
you
one...
You got another thing coming. Listen.
Netflix made them put... I think San Junipero was the... I can't remember what the last... If it was San Junipero, it was the last one of the third season. But they made them put the longest one last. He didn't intend for that to be the last one of the season.
Oh, yeah.
But they're like, you can't make people think they're committing to an hour and 15 minutes.
Right.
You know, every episode. But the new season is a little bit long. The first two episodes, the one is like a Star Trek-ish
I hope my dad doesn't tape over my favorite episode.
Yeah. A video game, and it's about avatars and virtual reality, and it seems kind of cheesy at first, and then it is super duper fucked up.
That show is fucked up. It gives me anxiety.
And
it makes me hate my cell phone.
Yes. It makes you hate everything, and afraid of everything, too. And the second one is Rosemary DeWitt in Jodie Foster directed, it's called Archangel, and it was... It was so good. Like, I really was not... I wasn't prepared for either one that either episode did, but I'm like, I'm going to take a little break because I know there's only, like, four or five again this season. I'm like, I don't want to, like, consume these all at once. But that show is just brilliantly written.
It's crazy good, yeah.
Brilliantly written. The guy is so creative. It
freaks me out.
Yeah, and how he came up with that Star Trek one, like, that's fucked up voodoo, that one. And then on Pop TV...
Schitt's Creek
started.
It's like Jeb TV.
Yeah. It is with an exclamation point. I think I can get that online. If not, I may need to just invade your house.
Yeah, that's
day.
And it's perfect. You're welcome at any point. But I had so goddamn funny and sweet. Yeah. And it's not bed bugs. Oh, it's a dead body. What the hell are they evacuating the motel for?
Well, because they had lice last season.
Yeah, they had lice last season. This time it's a dead body.
Oh, no.
And David and his new love with a sleepover was just worth $1 million.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, just fantastic.
Don't spoil it.
It was just terrific. And David is still my spirit animal, so... That one I'm forced to watch one episode at a time. And I don't know what day it's on because I worked so much last week, so I don't know what day it taped. So it'll be a total surprise when it shows up again.
So exciting.
Okay.
Because my cable box got like a 48-hour break. When I saw that number come up, I'm like, oh, I've been busy. When the cable box says, I've been asleep for 48 hours, you've saved this much power. And I'm like, damn, I was in town.
Wow.
Oh, I shut all those settings off.
There will be no power saving in this house.
Fuck no. I've got the Val, I almost said Val Kilmer, the Val Perkins Memorial Refrigerator.
People often get
they get mistakes a lot.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm sure they do. Piggybacking off the little bit of entertainment and television stuff, I went to a friend's house on Saturday night for a little gathering for dinner, and I had not seen, because I forgot to tape the first one, recording all the rest of them, but we watched the first two installments of The Death of Gianni Versace, and wow.
Yeah, I told you.
That is, oh my god, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
I was actually even uncomfortable in a couple of scenes. I'm like, yeah, I'm not, this is just weird. But the funny thing to me is to look back and realize, well, the lack of technology, like, nobody has cell phones. Mm-hmm. No, like, it's a very different setting. Yeah. Walking to get his papers and all this stuff, just the way everything was, it's just interesting to see the flashback. And it's even funnier because I was watching it with a couple of friends. They're all younger, down they're in their mid-30s, and it just mid-30s or maybe a little higher, and it just, they don't understand it's not the references, but it's like, well, why didn't they just do this? Or why didn't they just do that? I'm like, you couldn't do that then. Like, it wasn't...
Because that didn't exist.
Right, it didn't exist.
Kind of block.
We didn't know how to levitate then. Mm-hmm. It was a different
time. There weren't the Jetsons.
So,
really.
It's interesting.
Just
and if
cartoons.
I'm not mistaken, it's Tuesday night, so another episode is airing
again,
tonight.
That's another one. I don't know if it's on Tuesday or Wednesday. I feel like it's Wednesday.
Oh, I thought it was... Okay.
31st.
What, the DVR catches it. It's like a net.
Yep.
Yeah, it finds... I don't even know who Net is, but she's catching all kinds of recording.
She's catchy.
Yeah, she's got a lot.
Steer clear.
So it's fun. To see that, and then it keeps recording. I did set it for Schitt's Creek. I haven't committed to that one yet.
You will.
I've watched one, and it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Right when it first started, it's the only one that I think I talked about it.
Well, the first couple are on Netflix right now.
Every season,
you can watch the back
every season,
season.
But the current one is on Netflix.
Okay, well then I can go back and get that because I have the Netflix.
God. Are there still ice cubes in there while you're still?
Oh, I'm sure there are.
We could use a couple of cubes if we have.
Let's see how this is working out. I haven't even looked in there since.
Oh, they're stuck. Oh my gosh, they've grown.
What's going on? Oh, hang on. Maybe we should go live to the refrigerator for out with Al.
Live at the refrigerator. We seem to be having some difficulty. Oh, my God. Free. Baby Jessica is free.
I remember cramming it in. So.
Oh, well.
Oh, wait. I think
that a girl.
Oh, we may have had a little defrost cycle hit. We lost a little.
Oh, we had a little frost cycle.
Oh, look what we got.
Now they're really balls.
Oh!
I'm just going all
in.
Well,
that's yours. You can keep that.
I could probably hang on to that.
Yeah, you keep
it. Oh, you're all in on the balls.
Look at you. You gotta make another. You should make another beverage.
I don't even have to get up from the table.
Is it that convenient?
Look at how nice this is.
Nothing says alcoholic.
Whiskey in the glass.
Quite like that. This is the.
Might as well just finish that.
Well, they got sunflower cakes, moonbeam cakes.
I'm sure we're going to get hit.
That does not sound like Barbara Streisand.
No, that's Patti LuPone.
Thank you. I'm like,
well, what is it?
She's not shouting.
That doesn't sound like Patti LuPone either. Oh, we're getting closer.
There we go.
Yeah.
Bird's nest soup, seaweed soup, noodle soup, poodle soup, talking crows with a croup, almost anything else. There we go. So that's a song I was thinking. It's a real song.
I'm vaguely familiar with.
Well, I just wanted people to know that I haven't lost my fucking mind. It's a real song. That's what that was about.
Yeah, I'm not sure this is the convincing
argument.
I don't
know that the first part has really been sold. The second part, for sure.
Oh, my God. The meme that was going around all last week of Cam and Mitch from Modern Family. And I forgot about the episode where the Cam says, I invented a new drinking game. You drink every time you're depressed. And Mitch says, oh, it's already been invented. It's called alcoholism.
I love that. You know, I've been watching old episodes of that because I never really caught on like in the early seasons. So I've been... Like back in the first like three or four seasons,
there's a lot of good lines. A lot of good lines.
Funny shit.
They're running out of gas now, but they had a good run.
Smart show.
And I don't know. It's if you're in the early seasons, you're clearly not there yet. But the one I still laugh at it when they give Lily the little battery operated car and she runs it right into the wall, and they're like, "Should have seen that coming."
Yeah. We can't pretend we're political. We leave LA during Pride Week because of the traffic.
Oh, well, since we've already blown through the first hour, let's do this. It's a look at headlines coming at you on this a Tuesday night right here in Studio C. Your favorite people from Q-Talk America, because we are all you got. Oh, where's my little thingy? Oh, here we go. Oh, Grumpy Cat has been given something to smile about, but won't.
Speaking of poodle soup, Alphabet Soup is back.
It's kind of like KFC, but not.
It's a moon.
How did you get those beads?
The Breakfast of Champions, and I mean it this time.
Oh, wow.
Meghan McCain? Question mark.
No peacocks.
That's a good That's a good rule.
Is that no peacocks or no peacocks?
No peacocks.
No peacocks. Okay, well. Well, if any of these stories are factual, you'll find out about it. Come back with us.
You're listening to Q Talk America.